Welcome to Liberty.me Studio. Be part of the global Liberty community at Liberty.me. Liberty lives here.
Hello, everyone. This is Jayant Bhandari for Liberty.me. And with me is Mickey Fulp. Mickey is one of the best known figures in the mining circuit. I see him speaking at conferences around the world. And one thing that I find very unique about Mickey is that just about every speech he gives is a unique speech. He puts in a huge amount of time and effort in preparing his speeches. And that is the reason why audiences around the world love having him in the conferences. Welcome to the talk, Mickey.
Well, Jay, I appreciate you asking me to appear here. And I embrace what I do. I love what I do. The best thing I ever did was coin my brand, which is Mercenary Geologist. So that gets me in some doors to begin with. But I appreciate the kind words regarding my speaking appearances.
So, Mickey, we usually, when we meet, we usually talk about mining and exploration business. Today, I want to talk about culture and philosophy. And I know you are a very free-thinking individual. And I want to understand you and your wisdom in this conversation. So my first question to you is, how did you come to believe in the free market? And how did you, what happened in you that made you a free-thinking individual?
Well, it dates from some of my earliest memories. And one of them would be when I discovered when I was about 4.5 years old that Santa Claus was a figment of the society's imagination in which I grew up. So so I immediately started questioning authority. And one of the seminal moments in my development as a free-thinking individual was when I was 15 or 16 years old, and I read George Orwell, and that kind of set me off into becoming a free thinking, even more of a free thinking individual. And I've always, as I've stated, been a bit of a rebel against authority. Over the years, I have grown in my ideas about libertarianism and self-determination. And I like to describe myself now as a good old boy American libertarian, hillbilly redneck, and that pretty much sums it up in however many words that is, 7 or 8 words.
Mickey, a lot of people read George Orwell, but the kind of changes that you said you went through are not the kind of changes a lot of other people go through. They respect authority, and I have actually nothing much against respecting people who have wisdom and people who are good people. I don't like being told to do what I don't want to do, and I don't want to have regulations just for the sake of having regulations. What is it about certain people that they come to think in a free way, and for some people who just give in, who don't want to think, who want to be told what to do and how to live their lives?
Well, that's probably quite a difficult question. What makes someone like me question authority, even rebel against authority, tend to go my own way? I think it's confidence in yourself as an individual, number one. Other people have personalities that they want to be told what to do, or they want to be directed, or they want to be coddled and taken care of. And, you know, that comes to the core of the differences of us as human beings. You know, my motto, or one of my mottos, is do not tread on me and I will not tread on you. So, you know, from a libertarian point of view, a philosophical point of view, I firmly am convicted on the idea that we all should make our own way as much as possible.
Well, absolutely. And I'm quite surprised that a lot of people don't see this simple philosophy that all I'm saying is don't tread on me, and I won't tread on you either. Tell me, Mickey, you have lived and traveled around the world. I know you have spent a lot of time in Latin America. Mm-hmm. How is Latin America different from, let's say, North America?
Well, there's a very big difference between Latin or let's call it Spanish culture and what I would determine as mainly English-speaking people in English culture. I find the Spanish or the Latin way of thinking to be very hierarchical, to be very class-oriented, and people generally want to have a boss. You know, one of the common themes throughout that culture is the concept of el patrón, someone who is your boss, someone who you look to who determines what you do. In American culture especially, and I would tend to think this is because of all the English speaking countries in the world, we are the only ones that rebelled against our masters at the time, which was the King of England, and we rejected that and we rebelled. So I find American culture, even amongst all the English speaking cultures in the world, to be more free thinking and more individualistic. If I can get those syllables out.
Right. But that's also true with Scandinavia, Germany, most of North Europe as well. So it's not just English-speaking countries, but North Europe as well. Is that something you agree with?
Well, I may disagree there. I've traveled extensively and worked in Scandinavia, and that is one of the most socialistic societies that I've ever been in. You know, people are basically taken care of by the government from cradle to grave. How that works, I have no idea, because I'm a capitalist and a free-thinking libertarian, but it does seem to work in Scandinavia.
Right. Okay. So that's something for me to think more about. Now, so you said earlier, Mickey, that some people believe in individuality. Some people want to follow orders. And you said that this is because of personal differences. But of course, as we are talking now, it seems that there's a huge contribution of culture in how we think, how we perceive the world, and whether we feel individualistic or free thinking or not is in a big way a result of the culture. You have also lived in Asia. Where does Asia fit in this scenario?
Well, I will correct you there. I've not lived in Asia, but I've certainly worked and traveled in Asia. And I find those countries for the most part to be once again, very class-oriented societies, for the most part, relatively totalitarian governments. For instance, in China, the individual is very much subordinate to the government. Why that is, I'm not really sure. You know, I go back to the fact that, I live in arguably one of the most free-thinking societies in the world, which is the United States of America. And the fact that we rebelled against our keepers at the time, back in the late 1700s, I think has a lot to do with the way my country, at least initially, was founded and the ideals it was founded upon. Now, you can certainly argue that the United States is increasingly becoming more of a socialistic society. I think there's no doubt about that. But there are a great proportion of people who have free thinking libertarian ideals, which is what I subscribe to. Now, my favorite author of all time is an American, Mark Twain, and he said a very famous quote is, "Faith is believe in what you know ain't so." And I have no faith. I have no belief. In fact, I refuse to use the verb or the noun believe or belief. I am a scientist. I'm a rational thinker. And so I think that very much colors my idea of the world and a lot of Americans' ideas of the world. You don't have a belief or a faith in your government, in your authority. You have a strong self determination and individual thought. And once again, the main tenet is that free thinking adults should have the ability to do whatever they want, as long as they do not negatively impact their fellow man.
Well, Mickey, I completely agree with you. As you know, I grew up in India, and I went to live in the UK for 2 years to do my post-graduation. And I had always been told that grass is always green on the other side of the fence. And once I was in England, I realized within a few weeks that grass was not only greener, it was much more green than I could have imagined. I have absolutely no doubt, having traveled around the world, and I travel many months of the year to different parts of the world, and I have absolutely no doubt that the kind of freedom I experience living in North America or North Europe is very, very different from what the experience I get elsewhere in the world. This is truly a unique society. So yes, I completely agree with you on that. I want to carry on talking about these two words, belief and faith. Mm-hmm. Now, can you expand a bit more about them? I know what is so wrong about having a belief system? Can you expand on this thing?
Yeah, well, in my opinion, a belief system is something that you accept without any logic or reason behind it. Now, I must say, I have no religion. If anything, I would be characterized as an agnostic. I do not deny the idea that there may be a supreme being, but that is something that there is no evidence for. And so, I am very much a scientist. I very much think in logical and with logic and reason. So the idea of I believe in this or I believe in that is oxymoronic, if you will, for me. It implies that that you have not thought things through. You accept something that someone else has told you, and it's just something that I have never been comfortable with. And this really started when I learned that Santa Claus wasn't real, and it carried on into things that I was raised as a very in a very strict religious, conservative religious and Christian environment. I soon rejected that. And it carries on. I mean, our government talks to us all the time and tells us that you should believe this or you should take this or I can use an example which I think is very Orwellian in its nature. Right before Obama, when he was first elected president, and right before he took office, he gave a speech accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, why he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, I think we're all curious about in retrospect. But, I read his speech, And I was immediately amazed. So I read it again, and I started counting the times that he said peace in his Nobel Peace Prize speech. He said peace 14 times. He said war 28 times.
Wow.
And so immediately, you know, when I first read Orwell, now the first book I read from Orwell was Animal Farm, and I actually consider it just about as great a book as 1984, but it reminded me immediately of the Ministry of Truth, and what's the big sign in front of the Ministry of Truth is war is peace. And so those sorts of things lead me to question the concepts of belief and faith, belief in a system, faith in your government. I'm always questioned those sorts of things.
And you will be speaking on the same subject at a conference, at a seminar, philosophical seminar I run in Vancouver every year. You will be speaking on this subject in July 2016 at Capitalism and Morality Seminar.
I will, and the title of my speech is The Fallacy of Belief, or Yes, Virginia, There Is No Santa Claus.
I'm looking forward to that, Mickey. Now, I have one last question for you. Now, we both have expressed our huge respect for the civilization that exists in the English-speaking world. My question for you is, how has it changed? In what way has it changed over the last few decades?
Well, in my lifetime, it has changed quite a lot. And we, in my opinion, are not nearly as free as we were in some ways, particularly with our ability to do business and to promote our capitalistic ideas unhindered. We are more and more saddled with regulations and bureaucracy, but by the same token, I think we are more free socially. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen John Stossel's The World's Shortest Political Quiz. Anybody that is interested, I would encourage you to go online and look up John Stossel, who's probably the most famous libertarian journalist in the United States. But I score 100% libertarian. And so, you know, we have now, you know, I support the right of all free-thinking individuals to do what they want to do in the United States. Now we have the gay marriage. We have abortion rights. We have more and more states are liberalizing their anti-marijuana laws. So those sorts of things, I think we are freer. Socially, we are freer, but economically, we are much less free than when I grew up in the United States in the 1960s.
And why has this why have these people given away or are giving away their economic freedoms?
Well, I think it has to do with the growth of government. You know, Thomas Jefferson, and I certainly am a Jeffersonian Republican and a constitutionalist. He had lots of infamous quotes or famous quotes, but one of the ones that has always struck me is that most bad government results from too much government. And I think that's what we are increasingly faced with in the United States. You know, there is a fact out there that says that 53% of Americans get the majority of their incomes from a government check of one sort or the other. That could be food stamps or welfare, or perhaps they just work for one of the governments that increasingly make laws. So, you know, we have a Congress, we have state legislatures, we have county governments, we have city governments, and those people basically are paid to make laws. And so every time they get together, they decide to make more laws. And it seems increasingly that those laws are designed to regulate and stifle capitalism and freedom to do business relatively unregulated.
Well, and of course, if more than 50% people depend on government money to live their lives, it's obvious what would happen in a democracy. Anyway, Mickey, I truly enjoyed listening to you today, and I want to you to tell the audience how they can reach you. I know you write a lot on mining stuff, but I know you also speak and write on free market. Can you talk about how they can reach you?
Yes, my website is mercenarygeologist.com. And I write about 50% of the time I write on mining and investment philosophy and methodologies. But I also write a lot about libertarian ideals, and I've got a whole series of what I call mercenary musings. So those can be accessed online, mercenarygeologist.com. If you like to invest and you want to get my stock picks, you can become a free email subscriber, and you get a product I call Mercenary Alerts, which are my stock picks. We've done very well in the market over the years in both bull and bear markets. And I have about 6,400 subscribers now. And then we are very active on Twitter, and that goes out to over 50,000 followers at Mercenary Geo.
Great. Thank you very much for your time today, Mickey, and have a wonderful day.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. It's been my pleasure.
This has been a production of Liberty.me. Join us and start your free trial today. The views expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of Liberty.me. If you enjoyed this podcast or have any ideas for future episodes, please take a minute to give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher.